Today we are going to go through a subject called front office operations. Front office is connected with the hospitality department or the hospitality industry, basically because of the service that we provide to the guest. There are different types of service sectors related to the hospitality industry, and the most important is the hotel industry. Hotel not only provides the basic needs of the guest, that is accommodation, but it also provides the second basic need, that is food. These two basic needs besides clothing is provided by the hospitality industry in various different modes, through the travel and tourism sector, through the lodging sector, and through the other means of service like the railways, the waterways, the institutions, the industries, etc., where we have different canteen facilities operating for service. Coming back to front office operations, in this subject we will be learning how important front office is in relations with the guest. The importance of effective front office operations is very important, since the first thing that the guest comes in contact with is the front office staff. Hence, the operation of the entire department depends on the staff that are involved in this department. The most important attribute of the staff should be the right personality, good grooming, knowledge of this entire property where he or she works. When I say knowledge of the property, is how many rooms you have, what are the other facilities that you provide to the guest, like the gym, the spa, the swimming pool, etc., etc. You have to have thorough knowledge of your property where you work, the entire chain group of hotels, because a customer may want to stay in another country or another city and may require your assistance in booking an accommodation in your group of hotels. Another thing is not only the knowledge of the property, but also the knowledge of surrounding areas. If the guest wants to see some areas around the place, like he wants to go shopping, you should have the knowledge where you could guide him to go further. Coming to the organization structure of front office operations, it's very important to know where you stand in the organization structure. This is the vertical and the horizontal organization of the front office. It involves the staff, who you are responsible to, who is in authority to you, whom you should go if there is a problem which you cannot handle. You have to approach your superiors. So you should know the organization's chart very well. If you have to delegate some work, you should know who is down below you so that you can delegate the work to them, etc. The organization structure not only helps you in knowing your line of authority and your subordinates, but also to know the horizontal, who is whom you should coordinate with in other departments. Like for example, housekeeping. If you are you want to tell the housekeeping staff that the guest requirement is of an additional bed or etc., etc., you should inform the right person there. You cannot inform the executive housekeeper directly. You have to inform somebody on your own level. This is why the organization chart is important in front office. Coming to the role and responsibilities of front of the house department and staff, we can see that the responsibilities and role are many, because you as front office staff are the ones whom the guests meet in person, who is in direct contact with the person, with the guest. So it's very important that you hold the responsibility of doing your job well. Responsibility here means the registration form. As the guest checks in, the registration form has to be filled up correctly. The registration form is the most important document of the hotel, as it contains all the details of the guest. The details like the passport number, how he is going to settle his bill by the credit card number, the nationality of the guest, etc., etc. At the end of the day, you can come to know how many foreigners are staying in your hotel, or from where they have come, where they are proceeding, etc., etc. So this form is very important, and your responsibility is to see that the form is filled. Every guest that checks in has to sign the registration form. Coming to the next step, an overview of the guest cycle: pre-arrival, arrival, occupancy and departure. Now, pre-arrival is the content that we get on pre-arrival is through the reservations that we make. It may be online reservations, or it may be telephonic reservations, or reservations in person. Whatever details you get in the reservation form has to be notified and informed to the various departments. Like a special diet is required, it will be entered. What type of room, how many days the guest is going to stay, that means the duration or the period of his stay, when is he going to check out, all details are given in the reservation form, that is pre-arrival. The reservation form is before the guest arrives. At arrival, you exactly know that the guest has checked in. You fill up the registration form and you allot him a room, the type of room that he has reserved. Sometimes guests do not do pre-arrival reservations. He just walks in. In that case, we have to see whether we are able to provide the type of room that he wants, whether it's a double room, a single room, a suite, a deluxe room, the type of room he requires. We have to see our availability and allot him the room. Occupancy. Occupancy is very important because this is satisfaction. Occupancy of the guest is that we allot him a clean, well-maintained room. Occupancy, during occupancy, the guest has his entire satisfaction. Whatever his needs, his requirements, any complaints has to be attended very urgently. We cannot neglect a guest, because it is a guest who goes back and tells the other people around, his friends. He recommends the hotel. So it is a sort of advertisement for our hotel. Lastly, into the guest cycle, we have departure. During departure, it is very important that the guest settles his bill, his luggage is brought down, he is courtesy of the hotel to transfer him either to the airport or to any other place where he wishes to go. After settlement of the bill, the entire departure process is ended. How front office departments liaison and communicate with other departments in the hotel? There is the three main important C's of the hospitality industry: is communication, coordination and cooperation. Here we have coordination going on to various other departments. For example, if the guest complains that the tap is leaking, we have to inform the engineering department and get that right. If the guest do not know where exactly the housekeeping department or any other area where he wishes to go, we have to inform him. This is how coordination in the department helps. Coordination with F&B department is also important because of room service. We have room service that takes care of the guest food, breakfast especially. We should see that the trays are not left into the room after the guest finishes the breakfast. So front office has to inform any complaints regarding the room service is brought to the notice of the front office. So front office has a major role in coordinating to the engineering department, housekeeping department, F&B department, sometimes even the food production department if there are any requirements. If the guest is sick, he requires a special diet. We have to see that a food production department is informed about all this. scope and activities, provide porter assistance for luggage. The porter is connected with the bell decks. This is one of the departments or one of the sections of front office, the bell decks. It is headed by the bell captain. When we have the bell captain looks after all the necessary steps that the bell decks does. The bell boy brings down the luggage when during departure. He takes the luggage on arrival of the guest and he sees that the luggage is transported into the vehicle which the guest is going to take for his onward journey. Collection, leaving messages, leave and pick up keys, problem solving. One important attribute that every front office staff should have is that he or she has a problem solving nature. He should not put his responsibilities on somebody else. He has to be able to, if he is not able to solve the problems that he encounters from the guest, he should approach his seniors. Offer of additional facilities. Every hotel provides additional facilities to the guest. Like we have the restaurants, the swimming pool, the gym, the spa, etc., etc. So these facilities may be optional or included in the tariff of the room rate. Sometimes if it is not included, then the charges have to be informed to the guest and see that it is posted in the guest folio or the guest bill. Help on onwards transport. This is very important because at the time of departure, after the guest leaves settles his bill, we have to see that he is transported conveniently to the place that he desires to go. Sometimes, very often it is that the guest is reached the airport and his luggage is left in the hotel. At that time we have to take extra care to see that the luggage is transported to the hotel in time so that he does not panic and he does not get worried. Maintenance of guest reservations file. The reservation file is a document that on pre-arrival. This reservation form is usually filed so that if there are any complaints when the guest arrives, they have to be tackled. Various departments functions in a large hotel: billing office, preparation of guest accounts and bills. Preparation of guest accounts. As soon as the guest checks in and his registration is complete, one copy of the registration form or the details of the check-in guest goes to the cashier with the room number of the guest. At that time, the cashier fills up the details of the room rent and all other details that he gets from other departments. If the guest has utilized any services in the hotels, the guest just signs the bill. He does not make payment. It is all coming to the cashier. The cash memos come to the cashier and the cashier enters on daily basis all the amounts in the guest bill. The master bill has to be completed at the end of the day. Receiving guest payments and processing other transactions. The cashier's job at the front office is involved in maintaining the guest folio, which is all the accounts of the day. This bill has to be prepared every day and when he checks out, it is important that it is settled. Uniform staff, luggage porters, lift attendant, garage attendant, etc. The uniform staff comes under the bell decks, under the control of the bell captain. They usually are the lift attendant. They have to be very polite. They don't have to argue with the guest. They have to see that there is no rush into the lift and maintain discipline. It is the first point of contact of the guest or the prospective guest. The front office department, the layout is such that as soon as the guest enters the hotel, he enters into a big hall that is called the lobby. This lobby is very decorated in the right manner, suiting the standards of the hotel. And the front office staff comes in direct contact with the guest. It is very important that here the guest is greeted in the right manner, he is welcomed with a warm smile and courteously given room keys. Serves as assistant to people to make a choice of a hotel. Now the guest may require a room, a single room with the nominal charges. But if you know that the guest requires something more expensive, the standard of the guest or his paying capacity, you can upsell a room to him. Halo effect influences everything else that guest thinks about the hotel. There are sometimes quite a lot of guests that are regular guests to a property. He comes very often for business and he stays quite often. One thing what the guest likes is to be addressed by his name, and if you as front office staff remember the name of the guest and wishes him by Mr. So and so, he is very extremely happy and he feels at home. He feels that there is a relationship between the hotel and himself. This is what we have to give the halo effect. Service hub for the hotel, area where most of the guest contacts and transactions takes place. The front office is said to be in the nerve center of the hotel. All information, everything that comes through the front office flows into the other departments of the hotel. Critical in providing enjoyable, relaxing, satisfying experience for guest. Every guest that comes to your hotel wishes to experience all these things, relaxing effect, enjoyable effect, and hence we have to see that we are providing all this. The deco and the ambiance of the hotel, that is the tangible things, are already set for the guest. The hotel product has two qualities, that is the tangible and the intangible. The intangible is the courteous, polite, the broad warmth, the broad smile, etc. So this all, when we provide together, the tangible and intangible, when we provide it to this guest, there will be full satisfaction to the guest. Help hotel to stand out from competition. Very often we have hotels that are in competition and you may be working in one of them. We fail to realize that when a guest comes to a hotel, that we should not put down another hotel, even if the guest complains. So we have to see that the competition is well maintained, that we are able to give more than the competitors so that the guest comes back to you. Helps to secure positive reports, recommendation of the guest. Very often most of the hotels have a suggestion form that to be filled. In this, the guest makes positive or negative reports and recommendations. We have to take these things very seriously. As front office staff, you have to put these reports or recommendations at the staff meetings and see that what best solution you can find for these recommendations. Carries special responsibilities of dealing with guests and solving their problems. As I said earlier, that one of the qualities of the front office staff is problem solving. You are there to solve problems and not to create problems. At the same time, if you cannot handle a problem, it is very important that you direct the same to somebody who can handle the situation. Communication hub for the hotel. Managing information exchange between all other departments functions and the administrative hub of the hotel. As I said earlier, communication is very, very important. If a guest has some problem, he will communicate to the front office staff and not to the housekeeping or to anyone else. As he is in direct contact with you, when he comes in, he recognizes you, you have wished him, you have greeted him, you know which room you have allocated to him. So he will come to you and he exchanges information. You can also exchange information about the different types of services that you have. You can present him with the hotel leaflet or the brochures that the hotel has, the discounts or other memberships. Many hotels have memberships for their clubs, etc. So this goes into upselling. You will be earning a revenue for the hotel. Your main object is to build revenue for the hotel. Coming to administration of the front office. Administration of the front office is very important because this department runs round the clock. It has staff working round the clock in shifts. We have first shift, second shift, third shift. We have a relieving staff when the staffer is on off. This section is manned continuously. You will never find the reception counter, the information decks, the public relations unmanned or without a staff at any given time in a hotel. So this administration of these departments or these sections of the front office is very, very important so that the guest does not feel lost. Organization structure. In a small hotel or in a 3-star or a 2-star hotel, we do not find that there are many staff working with different designations. It is multitasking usually that is done. The assistant manager may be doing a job of a receptionist, or the manager may be heading both the bell decks and the front office. So we have very few or not a very vast organization chart in a small hotel. Coming to large hotels, large group of hotels, we have the director or the general under whom is the general manager, the assistant general manager, managers that head the various sections of the hotel, sales and marketing, security, information technology, human resources, rooms division, food and beverage. Coming to rooms division, we have security, front office, maintenance, housekeeping. In very small hotels, the security department is into the front office. It is a section of the front office. But in a large hotel, it is a separate section where you have vigilance and other areas that are covered by the security. Housekeeping department in a large hotel has to take care of the linen room, the laundry, the floors, the uniform section also is there with them. Role and responsibilities of front office staff, reservations, taking inquiries from prospective guest. The three main modes of reservation are, first, we have the online reservation system where you can go to the website directly. You have the reservation system on phone where you telephone the hotel, the in-house reservation, what we call. Then we have the reservation of the chain group of hotels, like you have reservations where the agents make your reservation, like Make My Trip, etc. You can only give them your details and they make a reservation for you. Then we have reservations by third party. This third party are usually tour operators, travel agents and other meeting planners who plan your meeting, your conferences, and they make a booking for you and your group. So reservation system of the prospective guests are in these three areas. Obtain necessary information required to make booking. Now when you as a front office staff takes a reservation, it is very important to note very clearly the name of the guest and all the other informations like the duration of stay, the period of stay, the date when he is going to check in, when he is going to check out. Do not take indefinite bookings. Suppose a guest rings you and phones you and tells you that he wants to reserve a room somewhere in mid-July. Mid-July is a very big period. You can ask the guest very politely that please decide the exact date and phone us. Do not make any indefinite reservations because you will be blocking rooms and losing revenue for your hotel. Record information in the manual or computerized system. On reservations, it is very important that you write the details on the reservation form and not just keep it in mind. You may forget next time. So it is important that you either enter it immediately in the system or you manually fill up the reservation form on behalf of the guest. The reservation form should have the phone number and the person's name who spoke to you. This is very important if you want to communicate back to him. Reservations. Monitor levels of reservations, control of sections, organization, staff duty, handling advance reservations. Very often bookings are made in advance, that is 3 or 4 months also in advance, when it is usually a group tour. Tour operators, travel agents, when they organize tours, they make tentative bookings for their groups. This has to be taken care of and not forgotten at all.